Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi, this is Stephanie from Safeway. Exciting news! Safeway, Chevron, and Texaco are offering even more savings at the pump. Now through September 8th, shop at Safeway and redeem up to $1 per gallon in gas rewards at participating Chevron and Texaco stations and at Safeway fuel stations. Shop Safeway this week and earn up to $1 per gallon in gas rewards. This is Stephanie from Safeway, and we'll see you soon. Maximum gas reward at participating Chevron or Texaco stations is $1 per gallon in a single fill-up, up to 25 gallons for a limited time. Other restrictions and exclusions apply. See complete details in store or at Safeway.com.
It's time with Bruce Buffer. And now it's time for the voice of mixed martial arts.
We are live.
It's Bruce Buffer.
From the shores of Malibu, where the waves are pumping, to the Great Wall of China, and back to the streets of Anaheim, California, where the UFC is coming. We are live. This is It's Time Radio, the show where we talk about what you think about but may be afraid to voice. Do not worry. We will voice it for you. We talk about everything on It's Time. UFC, politics, film, TV, sex, drugs, rock and roll. It's called No Holds Barred Radio, folks, and we're here with the show today with our co-host TJ DeSantis.
Introducing touch-free payments from PayPal, a safe way for your customers to pay. Whether you're a market seller,
I'll take two tomatoes and a cucumber,
poodle pamperer, piano tuner, or plumber, signing up to accept touch-free payments for your business is easy. Simply download the PayPal app and display your own unique QR code for your customers to scan. Touch-free QR code payments. No seller fees until 2021. Not applicable to PayPal Here transactions. Other fees may apply. Shop safe with PayPal.
Always my loyal co-host and producer with me, but we have our special guest, the ever sensual, the ever beautiful, the ever wonder what she's going to say, Sammy Phillips. And it's your day, Sammy. Thanks for joining us.
Wow. Everybody knows what I'm going to say.
Yeah, I know. And we're going to start keeping count right now. F-bombs. Here we are.
There's all kinds of stuff. I'm like a one-trick pony or a two-trick pony. I've got a couple of tricks. That's about it.
Hey, all right. If they're good enough tricks, or if it's just one trick and it's really good, then that's all you need.
Okay, hey, hang on.
Wait, let me finish. As long as you're not pulling tricks. Ooh, sorry.
I thought it was called turning tricks.
Our turning trip. I don't know. I'm not involved in that area of life, but I'll take your word for it, TJ.
Hey,
I didn't mean that you were.
Easy now, Buffer. Come on.
You're a married man with children. We don't need to go any farther. It's all good.
I could say I'm pulling groins just because my big trick involves putting my legs behind my head. So that's the only thing I'd be pulling.
Where the heck did that come from? How did we get there? But now we're going to leave it before we even comment. Sammy, I've seen that picture, actually. You're quite flexible.
I know, right?
Yeah, very, very flexible, actually.
53, oh, look at me.
Yeah. I got hit up by somebody since our last show, and they wanted me to just tell Sam that they were a huge fan, and they loved you in that movie that I can't remember the name.
Phantasm 2?
There it is. Yeah. Yeah, they were apparently a newer MMA fan and had just stumbled upon the Bruce Buffer podcast and were blown away that it was the Sam Phillips on the program.
Sammy, you got to love that.
Oh, wait, you guys, I'm appearing at Son of Monster Palooza, which is like a horror convention in September the 13th through the 15th at the Burbank Marriott. So Phantasm just had its 40th year anniversary from Phantasm 2. I believe we came out in 1987, something like that. I don't know. Long story short, people have been making a big deal about it. It's like a resurgence of Phantasm fans have been coming out of the woodwork because of the, you know,
Right.
It's a cult film. It's a cult film. It's got a cult following, and it always will. You know, most definitely. It's very cool.
Yeah.
Sammy, so let's we're going to talk about UFC towards the end of the show. We have a huge show in Anaheim, but there's a lot of news to talk about. And one subject I'm sure that you're very versed on, this whole Jeffrey Epstein case where they found him dead from an apparent suicide in his jail cell. He was the basically being charged for the child sex abuse trial. It's almost like a huge sex trafficking ring is what it appears to be. I want you to give your views on this. But first off, before we get there, the one thing, listen, the guy for everything we read is a complete a-hole. Okay. So I have no sympathy for him whatsoever, just to be a state of fact. But I wish he was alive to testify, because this situation is very far reaching. We don't know how far reaching it is. There's evidence that they have. We'll see what they go through with trial after this in the wake of his passing, his suicide. But at the same time, don't you think it would have been valuable to have this man take the stand and be drilled to really get into exactly how far reaching this entire horrific thing he was involved in?
Don't you know that's why he's not around? No one would ever let that guy testify. And who's saying he's dead? How do you know he's fucking dead?
They found him in the cell, dead.
No. Sammy. Have you? Okay.
Are you going to go major conspiracy theory here?
I'm not on the Trump Clinton did it train of conspiracy theorists. No. But do I think that guy was removed from his cell in a clandestine in the middle of the night crossing of the guards? You fucking betcha. And they fucking put some guy that doesn't really look like him in his place with a fucking crooked nose and weird ears that doesn't even look like this fucking guy. Bullshit. That is not Jeffrey Epstein dead. Sorry.
Sammy, where do you get this? Where are you getting this?
Stop for a second. Stop.
Yeah, go ahead. Don't you stop.
Twitter? Jesus Christ. Just stop.
By the way, we're at 4 if you're counting along at home.
Yeah. Let TJ have the handle here. Go.
I mean, I'm not opposed to anyone believing in conspiracies, but this is where conspiracy theorists lose me. How do you know? Well, how do I know anything? How do I know we were on the moon? How do I know that, I don't know, tuberculosis is real? I've never met anybody with tuberculosis, but I assume that it's real. Like, when you say, how do you know? Well, how do we know anything? That's not a real honest-to-goodness argument. So if you're going to argue that, Sam, don't just say, how do you know? Because we have to take people's words for a lot of things in life, because otherwise we would just question absolutely everything. How do you know I'm
still
alive?
How do you know he's dead? It's the same way how I know he's not dead.
Well, how do you know I'm alive,
Sam? How do you know?
How do you know? I haven't seen you in a few years. How do you know that they just didn't find a replacement that sounds a lot like me? And inserted me here, and with plastic surgery, it looks exactly like me.
That's exactly what's going on for Jeffrey.
Both you guys take a rest for a second, okay?
I don't need to rest. I'm not fired up.
No, that's okay. No. What I mean,
just you are.
No, give me the floor for a second. Okay, here. We're dealing with a man that was a billionaire, by all reports. We're dealing with a man that had tremendous amounts of money.
How do you know?
Okay, let me just finish my thought before I get all of this. You could drive me crazy with how do you know, but it's okay. Sammy, I'm not saying you're wrong in what you're saying, because you have a right to whatever your opinions and conspiracy theories are. But in this case, if what you're saying is in any way true, because this man's body was found unconscious, there are law enforcement personnel that work at this jail, which is under major criticism. I'm not finished.
Forward.
Sammy,
There's
let me finish.
One interview, not one of them. Who? It, who Sam, has seen on
Sammy,
TV that actually
Sammy,
this guy? Nobody.
And I'm the Sammy, one that's worked me. Up, apparently.
Yeah, Sammy, let me finish. Okay, there's investigations that are going to go into the situation, obviously, because the jails
and the DOJ. Okay,
Sammy, let me finish.
Okay,
all right. So the jail that he was at, okay, that is under the Metropolitan Correctional Center in Manhattan. Okay, obviously, he was taken off suicide watch. He had death threats at him. He should never have been taken off suicide watch. He should have been watched. Along every moment of the day, he had bruises on his neck from possibly a previous attempt. There's questions that come out as A, was he killed? B, what did he really commit suicide himself, or was he assisted? These are all questions that need to be answered. People are under scrutiny. I don't think, and I'm not an expert at this, but I do not think in the wake of this situation that people can be interviewed for publicly published interviews of people that work in the jail. This is an investigation that is going to be ongoing, and if it's dropped for any reason, then I will listen to conspiracy theories. But as it stands now, the man was found by personnel, police personnel, jail personnel who work for the state, work for the city, whatever the case might be, and have to do and report everything they see and do in that jail. This is not somebody who was found in a house or elsewhere. He was found in jail, right? And there's a major trial that's going to come out of this. Maybe people don't want to hear about it. Maybe it's far-reaching. Who knows what's involved? Is this a Marilyn Monroe conspiracy? Is this a President Kennedy conspiracy? Who knows? Okay, who knows? But in all given facts as set forth, I will believe he was found dead. Until somebody can give me concrete evidence otherwise, instead of conspiracy theories, which people go into, and I respect them, but some of them are so far-reaching and so unfactual with no backup basis whatsoever. I will not listen and argue or even converse about it unless there are facts on the table.
I agree wholeheartedly, Buff. And the biggest thing I think when you want to propose a conspiracy theory, which is really kind of a dirty connotation, like the idea of conspiracy theory, like if you literally take it for what it's worth, it's a theory that a conspiracy was committed. There are conspiracies all of the time. So the idea that a conspiracy theory is just a whack job idea, that's short-sighted. But when you are arguing a conspiracy theory, I believe that the most important things are evidence, and evidence that you can source, not I heard this, I watched YouTube on this, and also removing emotion. Because, Sam, I appreciate your vigor. I appreciate your fire.
Get out of here. Dude, I'm looking at a side-by-side picture. One guy has a nose job. One guy does not have a nose job.
Okay.
Sorry, in death, your nose does not curl into a hook. It doesn't happen. And I'm so sorry.
It could be very easily investigated, Sammy. They could do dental records, and they can do DNA. They can find out if it's him or not.
Hang on.
Haven't finished yet. Still holding the conch over here.
Okay.
Don't scream and holler and interrupt people, because then you look just as crazy as the conspiracy theory.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
That's five.
Five. Can I give you my conspiracy theory that I actually thought about when I first read this? This man has so much money. Again, this was just a thought, okay? Because right now I'm only sticking to the facts. But in the thought that occurred in my head was that, look, he's due for a long, 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 long trial. That'll be nothing but embarrassing, horrific, against the law, breaking of the law evidence that shows the complete shithead that this guy is from all evidence that's being published, okay? So maybe he, in his own way, decided he wanted to off himself. So maybe he paid some people to look the other way.
Okay, how had do the you moment to do it with paper sheets? I'm confused.
All I'm saying is this is the only thought that occurred to me. I'm going by the facts. As far as paper sheets, yeah, I wonder about that too, Sammy. But again, he was found unconscious and he was found dead. There are follow-ups to that. Otherwise, you're saying the entire city or the Justice Department that runs the jail in Manhattan.
There's a couple of jailers that were around when this all went down.
Source,
please. What's your source?
Everything that I've read.
Okay. What's their name? Source? One then. Okay. Just name.
So speaking of reading material, have you guys heard of the United States District Court, Southern District of New York, Jane Doe versus Donald J. Trump and Jeffrey E. Epstein defendants? Complaint for rape, sexual misconduct, criminal sexual acts, sexual abuse, forcible touching, assault, battery, intentional and reckless infliction of emotional distress, duress, false imprisonment, and defamation. And I think that girl was 14 at the time.
Is this a grand jury thing and there's no indictment thus far? Because that's the only reason it would be a Jane Doe in a Southern District Court like that.
Okay, well, I will send it to you and you could check it out. But they are linked together, the two of them. So it's not just like Clinton and Jeffrey Epstein linked together. There's actually like a Trump-Epstein connection that has a court document listing both of their names on the same thing. Who has the most politically advantaged position for this guy to never be around, never tell his story, and never. I also heard, read reportedly that several of the child prostitute women that he procured were from Mar-a-Lago.
Where?
Blah, blah, blah. Oh, I will be more than happy to start sending you the. I didn't know I was supposed to keep a folder of all the articles that I read, but
no. I will
post them for you.
I think when you're on a public platform like this and you're citing news,
I encourage every single person to do your own fucking research. It's called Google, and it's called social media. It's called look for real articles and do your research.
But if I'm listening to a podcast where someone who is educated on the topic is telling me about it, I am doing my research. I just wish that person that was presenting those things were just not screaming at people and actually had sources. All I'm saying.
Yeah. The source is my investigative techniques, and every single American knows how to tippity type their fucking fingers.
Seven.
All right, Sammy, I'm with you. I understand. I'll be happy to take a look at those articles. But again, those are articles, and we've all heard about the potential possible connection between President
all of
Trump
them.
In the past.
And yes, there's a million of them.
But
all
we're not
these wealthy, guys. Please, they all knew each other.
Sammy, I know a lot of people. Just because some people I may know are illegal, do illegal things, does not mean that I did them. I mean, we all know a lot of people, okay? The bottom line is here, the subject that this opened up with was a man found dead in a jail cell that followed by your conspiracy theory. I have heard about these things that you're discussing, but that is something that would come out in what I was saying, the trial, as it would have been all important for Jeffrey Epstein to be alive for many reasons, to be drilled by prosecutors to find out how far reaching the situation is. But what you just mentioned is not the subject and the story at hand. That is what the past, and I know you have deep hatred, and I understand your reasoning for our political situation right now and the people, the man in office. But again, we're talking about a man that was found dead in a jail cell. I don't want to go this as a rampage on Trump. I do know that stuff could come out if it's true. That's why I was saying I wish there could be a trial.
Right. Well, that's why there's never going to be a trial, because this guy was never going to testify against nothing.
I definitely hope that the truth in whatever we want to find out does come out. But the reason I'm a big believer in asking for people when they say, I heard this, I read this, the reason I want to know where and why is because we live in such a politically divisive world that a lot of our outlets that we read content from, one of them's Facebook, generally those are just linked stories, and more often than not, they're from
Russian bots.
Well, that, or they're from, just politically slanted media outlets that, I mean, I don't know. I feel like a lot of the things that I read on Facebook from quote unquote media outlets, it's the only difference between that and the National Enquirer is I'm looking at my phone and I'm not standing in the supermarket line.
Gotcha. Yeah. Well, let's talk about how reaching this, the situation, we've gone through some horrific things in the last few weeks. The three mass shootings, I think it was four as of yesterday, that occurred. Horrific. I was going to go into deep detail about this on last week's show. But we've all read and we're pretty well up to date on what's happening. And now in the wake of these mass shootings, President Trump came out with his blaming on the video games, which was his statement. Walmart, the large retail outlet, has now removed violent video game displays after the shooting, but they're still selling guns. Okay. And we get back to the situation of gun control in this country. And I'm not going to go into a long-winded situation on this, as we've discussed in the past with experts like Big John McCarthy and ourselves, and our opinions on this. But the bottom line is, guns are still an issue. I am a collector. I am not a hunter. I am an active recreational shooter, and I believe in protection of my homestead and my loved ones. Okay, I believe in the right to own guns. Again, nobody's addressing the situation of how the fact that we have 50 states in this country that have different gun regulations from state to state instead of national uniform federal laws in place with huge and as much of a background check as possible to help solve this situation. It will not be solved as long as we have strict rulings like in the state of California, but then a California resident can drive to Arizona and buy anything they want at a gun show and drive back. Okay? That's not what we want to happen. I want to see people get on this and start working on gun control. I want to see our president of the United States saying and starting the process correctly in trying to stop the situation. It's not going to solve the situation because there's so many guns in the street, right, and bad guys will always be right able to get guns. But 18-year-old kids, 20-year-old kids, young men, women, whatever the case might be, that have mental issues or problems in today's society that go out and buy guns, to walk into an El Paso Walmart and do what happened the other week horrifically and claiming that he's, you know, politically influenced in past writings, which you would probably read all about, Sammy. This is one aspect of the major problem, not Walmart removing violent video game displays. Okay, that's good. Go ahead and do that. People will still buy their video games. This goes far deeper, far deeper.
Walmart doesn't need to remove guns either. It's not on Walmart.
No, they don't.
Here's my thing. We've talked about this time and time again from as far back as I can really remember on this program, Bruce. It's all about sensible regulation. And there needs to be some more regulation on guns. And again, you're talking to someone that grew up hunting, that grew up shooting guns. I have no problem with anyone having a gun. I just don't feel that everybody should be able to have a gun. And that doesn't necessarily, stem from, you know, their background when it comes to previous crimes and things like that. I think that, you know, we ask for people to pass licenses in so many things, like
to drive a car.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. You need to prove that you can drive a car before you can own and travel in a car that you're driving. The whole video game thing, like, let's not deflect. If you want to talk about video game regulation, that's fine. I'm not opposed to that. But, you know, I've seen the tweet time and time again when it talks about mass shootings, and, you know, it's all these countries with, you know, the United States leading the way, where I think the next closest one is like, you know, three. I think that tweet probably needs some context, because I've seen some people sort of, you know, claiming that, you know, what indicates a mass shooting and what doesn't, and those other countries have a ton of murders via gun as well. But to blame video games, look, we have a problem in the United States with mass shootings. Other countries do not have issues with mass shootings like we do, and they all have the same damn video games. So
didn't Australia ban all semi-automatic weapons like 20 years ago after some mass shooting, and they've never had another one since?
Semi-automatic? Yes. You can't even have a weapons. Semi-automatic, or you can't have any guns.
Can't have any weapon. I think weapons are banned completely.
And I think that's not good. I mean,
that's not good. I don't believe in that.
No, because again, I believe that we should have the right to own a gun. I just don't believe that we need to have a gun in any household, for that matter, that can shoot 100 rounds in a minute.
Well, let's go back. I want to go over a couple stories that relate to this, but real quick before I do, remember that the gun laws that are written back in the days of the Revolutionary War or whatever it was, when we had muskets.
That's not true. I'm gonna point the disclaimer out here. The Constitution was written back then. Our gun laws have evolved. There was no cooling off period.
I meant the Constitution, right. The right to bear.
Right. And again, the problem with the whole right to bear arms is it doesn't really describe what that means. Like, just because the Constitution says, look, you have the right to bear arms, it doesn't mean that you have the right to have a bazooka. You don't have the right, you know, like.
Right, right.
You're exactly right. Like, back then, you have the right to bear arms. Back then, you shoot one shot. How long does it take you to reload, Buff? Like, 5 minutes? You know, you gotta pack that muzzle loader. You gotta put in the powder. It's the cap. Like, it's bonkers.
A good loader could do it in under a minute, if not under 30 seconds in battle. But, you know, that's again getting it's old and it's then. What it's now is now. Here's the thing. Okay, President Trump comes out and blames video games, kind of drawing the attention away from the real problem, in my opinion.
Exactly.
Now, the other issue is here is that in Texas, right, and the light of the El Paso shooting, okay, Walmart, Texas has now even made their gun laws even more lenient. In Texas, you can walk around with an AK-47 dangling off your back in full visual, you know, openness, walk into stores, walk anywhere. Nobody knows who that, what the guy's going to do. If you're walking into a Walmart with an AK-47, like this kid did or young man did, that's part of the law. You can walk around like that. So it's right. deceiving.
Right.
But now they have made it even easier. Since this happened, landlords now have no power in Texas to prevent tenants or their guests from carrying a firearm. Churches, synagogues, and other places of religious worship are now removed from the list of prohibited areas to carry firearms. You can now carry firearms into all these places. I know we've had mass shootings in these places.
Right.
The cap on the number of armed marshals allowed at each public school campus will now be removed so they can have as many as they want. They're making it more lean. And again, we get back to the fact that the laws are not uniform across the country. And
right.
even another, and an experiment happened here in Missouri. Now, this is like the stupid does. An armed man caused panic walking into Walmart in Missouri last week, claiming a social experiment as he walked in to this thing, rifle carrying, had a loaded magazine.
Yeah.
A round was not chambered. The handgun was loaded with a round in the chamber.
Yeah.
He had the rifle slung across his chest.
Yeah.
Right. What the heck? What is, I mean, he could have been shot.
Right.
Right.
And honestly, if he was shot, I don't know if anybody would be complaining.
Exactly.
You know, obviously his family would be upset, but like, here's the deal. It's a sensitive time, okay? The last thing you should be doing is walking around in a public place with multiple firearms out. I understand, like, the law states, essentially, yes, you can, in an open carry state, yes, you can have an assault weapon slung over your shoulder. I don't think that's a real good idea. Just like I have freedom of speech, I probably shouldn't go around a group of people and start saying derogatory things around them and then get upset when I get my ass kicked. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, just because you can legally do it doesn't mean you should do it. And I don't think you should ever necessarily do anything just to push the envelope, you know? And I mean, I don't know, Bruce.
It's stupid.
I just don't understand why we can't sit down and come to an agreement that, look, we need to make sure that we have restrictions on who can and can't buy guns, how oppressive they need to be. Well, that's debatable. We can figure that out. And
well, they just need comprehensive background checks, A. And also the whole see something, say something. If you have a family member that's acting fucking crazy,
right?
Then you should report that person to your local police station if they have a freaking fracking fucking firearm.
And the
I lost
problem,
track. I don't
I lost track, too. I lost track. Nine. I think it's about 11.
Yeah.
Granted, Sammy, that's correct. But, you know, in the situation of a couple of these mass shootings, they have been reported by family members, but there's no follow-up or proper follow-up on the side of the authorities that received those reports. So, therefore, it gets even deeper.
And also, too, Sam mentioned comprehensive background checks. I agree. I think those need to be done.
They've been voting against it.
Of course. But
because you have Democrats and Republicans, and they will not get along. When one votes for one, the others shoot it down when it comes to gun control.
Right.
And it's just getting ridiculous.
It's a politically sensitive topic where, unfortunately, our government is just all the way to the left and then all the way to the right. And you hope they come down somewhere in the middle. But generally, we just get nothing done at all. But here's my thing. Comprehensive background checks, I think, are a must. But honestly, there needs to be a way to just do a mental evaluation on people that want to buy guns. And again, I've bought guns. I've purchased guns. I don't have a problem submitting to a mental evaluation. Just that step alone, I think it would do wonders for keeping guns
also,
out of the hands of people.
Quite frankly, I'll give you another example. So life insurance, you cannot get life insurance if you are a smoker, if you B, are on any type of antidepressant medication or any mood altering medication, because they look at it like you're fucking crazy and they will not insure your life. So similarly, you go to buy a gun. If you are currently being prescribed antidepressant medication, maybe that gun's not for you. Because maybe
I would disagree with that.
If you don't take that medication 4 or 5 days, what if they're split personality? What if they're psychotic and they don't take their meds? Well, and then all of a sudden the dark thoughts get the best of them and they grab their fucking gun and they go to their local Walmart.
Go ahead.
I just want to say here, I'm going to come in and kind of play in the middle. I'm with Sam. I think, again, mental evaluation should be done. There's a big difference between having a multiple personality disorder and then also taking like a low grade antidepressant.
Here's the thing. How dangerous is life insurance? Not. Buying a gun is way dangerous. If they refuse to give you life insurance, if you are on any type of medication for depression or anxiety, then flat out, you should not have a gun. If you cannot have life insurance, how is life insurance more important than an actual life?
Well, hang on. Here's the difference. Life insurance is done by a company that decides who they want to insure or not. You're talking about a country that is largely ran by the people, okay? And that's why we have these issues. That's why we have to vote on laws and you know, elect representatives to do so, which I think we could go really down the rabbit hole and say, I think we just need to get rid of representatives and Congress altogether and let the people vote on every single issue. We have the technology to do so. It's not that hard. But beyond that, I think you have to keep in mind that you can't paint with broad strokes. Just because someone takes an antidepressant doesn't mean they're crazy and don't deserve to own a gun. Antidepressants can be prescribed because you have low energy, okay? Not because you're depressed, but because you have a low energy level.
That's Adderall.
Adderall is an amphetamine, which treats things like ADHD.
If you are on any altering medication, you should not own a gun, because then if you're not on your good mood medication, you are in a bad mood.
Stop a second. The reason I know this, Sam, is because I have been prescribed Wellbutrin in the past, which is an antidepressant, and I did not fail the depression test that they gave me. I suffer from ADHD. Before they wanted to give me Adderall, which is a much more mood-changing medication, they gave me Wellbutrin, which didn't do anything. So then I needed to take an ADHD medication. So for a brief moment in time, I was on an antidepressant despite having no signs of depression. Like, that's the slippery slope. You can't.
Okay.
So, look, what I think is you don't necessarily have to have a mental evaluation where we just, you're on antidepressants, no guns for you. We need to have a mental evaluation where it goes, look, you're not a sane person.
Okay. I have to jump in. Okay. So I too have been on and prescribed antidepressants, anti-anxiety medication. And the bottom line is, when we were experimenting in the beginning to find out what worked for me, which was Zoloft, when I took Prozac, I flipped the fuck out. When I took Wellbutrin, I flipped the fuck out. Some of the side effects are suicidal tendencies. Some of the side, let me just finish my point. In the past, have been prescribed medication. Personally, I don't take my medication. I self-medicate with marijuana. And I also passed my test and I own a handgun. Okay. But if I currently was on a medication that, if I automatically stopped, could create suicidal thoughts, and okay, so if you are currently taking
disagree, because what if I've been taking an antidepressant for 15 years and have no signs of ever being an issue?
You cold turkey go off that medication, you go crazy.
But you could also just go crazy. You could also just decide you want to kill somebody. Why? Right. You don't even have to be depressed. You could just be radical in your thoughts and decide that you don't want to have anybody with blonde hair be alive.
We don't know that unless you're prescribed a medication.
All right, let me break in. I disagree. Let me break in. Doctors readily prescribe medicine at the flip of a switch, like just so much, even when they shouldn't be prescribing the medicine. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
In a background check, if someone has found that A, they tried to kill themselves, commit suicide, it didn't work. B, they were on a 5150 watch as a result, or another situation would cause mental instability. C, do they have signs or have they been arrested or investigated for any kind of mental instability? You can't, in my opinion, look at an application and say on the basis of, I take, you know, 250 milligrams of, I've never taken SRLs, so serotonin releasers, which these are. I'm one of the three that is not, but I know people like you both that have, and they're fine people and they work fine. You can't judge it on that. If you have a background where you've broken the law, you've been arrested, you've shown signs of having tendencies towards suicide or doing something wrong, then yes, you should not own a gun.
And here's the misconception on a lot of things. You said you're the one of the three that has never taken an SSRI. Wellbutrin, not an SSRI. Never taken one either, Bruce. It's an antidepressant, but not an SSRI.
I should have said antidepressants. Yeah, I thought they were all classified as SRLs.
I think this conversation is largely showing the evidence that this is a conversation that needs to be had, and it needs to be had without emotion involved and just logic. We need to subscribe to things in logic, because what Sam is saying, I don't disagree with. If you're a volatile human being who potentially could, you know, get off your medication and just be crazy, then you probably shouldn't have a gun. But if you have a long history of being a functional human being with no bouts of depression and really no cause for concern, then you should be able to pass a mental evaluation. Because to me, that mental evaluation test that needs to be handed out, that's way more important than a background check. Because background check, I mean, how many times do we hear about, you know, people in these situations that don't have a criminal record? It's because at this moment in time, that's when they snapped. Something happened. And
yeah, it's unforeseen.
Right. So,
yep.
Yeah.
All right. Let's calm this subject down, because it's one that we're going to bring up constantly in future shows, because our government is not doing what needs to be done to rectify the situation by creating uniformity across all 50 states.
Right.
I firmly believe this needs to be done, and it won't be done in 2 months, maybe not even 2 years, but my God, President Trump, let's get to work on it.
Maybe not even two decades, Buff, because I'm not the biggest Trump fan on the planet, but unfortunately, if it wasn't Trump in there, This is pretty much a bipartisan issue. Like both sides are very diligent in sticking, you know, one way or the other on this, and they need to get along. And unfortunately, nobody gets along in politics. I mean, look at Obamacare for that matter. Like he pushed really hard, and he got the Affordable Care Act put into play. And what did the Republicans do when they got into office? They tried to figure out how to destroy Obamacare. Like that's not good. Like why are we living in the past? Like if you want to disband Obamacare, then I don't know. Like I don't completely understand why, but second off, like come up with a better solution first. Don't just try to destroy it. Like try to make the problem that was fixed or at least somewhat addressed better in the end. Like,
John Lennon said it back in the 60s. There are no problems. There's only solutions. So let's start finding the damn solution and try to solve and stop these problems, which I doubt we'll ever be able to. But God almighty, let's do what we can do from the people that have the power to get it done.
I wish I was passionate about anything like Sam is passionate about basically everything. I love you, Sam. See, you got
listen,
it.
Can you imagine if I didn't smoke weed, how insane I would be?
Well, you definitely would have to take that anti-F-bomb medicine. What is that called? Sorry, just kidding.
I think that's called the microphone is turned off, so we can't
hear it. All right, guys, listen, when you fly, let's go on to other subjects here, because it's a horrific subject we're talking about, and we're not going to be able to solve it.
No.
Okay, pilots arrested in Scotland before their United flight to the USA on suspicion of being intoxicated. Right. This happened last week.
Yeah. And apparently also, too, it happened like a month ago in Minneapolis on a Delta flight where they had actually not allowed pilots to get on the plane because they were under the suspicion of being under the influence. This happens a lot, Bruce.
It happens a lot. But you're right about them. I was going to bring that up, too, twice in 1 week. I fly a lot, guys. I fly a lot. I often ask myself, when you consider being in the cockpit that these pilots have to do with all they got to pay attention to and flying their 4, 6, 8 hour flights and getting their one night stay to recuperate, to get back to the airport the next morning. Don't you think they have a drink with dinner, you know, but it's got to stop at dinner. It can't be the next day.
To each their own. One thing I would say, and not that this makes it any better, but pretty much pilots take off and they land and that's it. That plane pretty much flies itself the rest of the way and they just stay in contact with towers and whatnot. But yeah, I mean, I don't know.
I guess you'd have to be lucid though if there was some kind of malfunction or right. a engine quit start doing a nosedive or there was a terrorist on the plane or
right.
any number of things.
Right. I just, you know, the bottom line to me and what makes me worry about this is I'm kind of a nervous flyer to begin with. I love it when the captain is on the mic and kind of like saying things and humanizing himself a little bit because I hate it when we go through like a rocky bit of turbulence and the captain never comes on to say anything. And it's like, are we just not saying anything because something's wrong? Or are we not saying anything because nothing is wrong and I'm just being terrified for no reason? I don't know. I just, communication is key.
I agree. Now, we're having a lot of communication on this show. Here's some interesting subjects. Sammy, this is right up your alley, and I don't know why I said that, but I think the Berlin airport is going to become one of the most popular layover airports in the world.
Uh-oh.
You know why? You ready?
Weed?
No.
Oh.
Sex. Berlin's former Tempelhof airport, right? They've witnessed major events. I mean, it was a Nazi airfield during World War II. It was a site of the Berlin airlift during the Cold War. It was recently an emergency shelter for refugees fleeing Syria. In 2008, it was taken out of service and transformed into a huge park where people could be seen rollerblading down its former runways and on summer evenings. But the airfield now is going to take on a whole new role. The mayor of Berlin, Central Mitte District, has proposed installing what they call Verrichtungsboxen, and that's not boxing. This is where prostitutes can meet clients in the airport site. Mm. It's a bid to improve the safety of the city's sex workers. They include installing drive-in booths where customers can meet sex workers in their own vehicles. They had this down in Brazil during the Olympics, what I think we talked about on a past show. You literally drive through sex booths at the airport. Something that I would never partake. It's like walking through Amsterdam and seeing the girls open the door and put a new sheet on the bed, stand there and wait for the next guy to walk in. There's certain things that just don't turn me on, shall we say?
Let me just say this, though, Buck.
There's a lot of people that it works for, and it's legal in Germany. Prostitution is legal in Germany.
You know, I love when we talk about this, and I'm with you. I would never, at this point in my life, I would never seek the services of a lady of the night, if you will. But I feel like kind of like when we disclaim that we're stigmatizing it a bit more. And in America, we do everything to stigmatize sex. I don't know why we are this way. Other countries are not this way. That's neither here nor there. But again, if it's two consenting adults and it's regulated and it's taxed and, you know, there's no reason to believe it's any more dangerous than any sort of
It's safer. We preach it all the time on It's Time Radio. The fact of the matter is, this is a job that is as old as the art of fighting. Okay.
Right.
It will never, ever go away. Hey. So just like the gun situation that we've been discussing, that's why we preach legalization on the show, because the prostitutes will have to be tested.
Right.
They'll be taken off the streets. The bad guys will not control them. They'll be government regulated and taxed.
They'll have insurance.
They'll probably have 401ks, whatever. But the bottom line is, it's safe because this is an activity that will never, ever go away. And is a human function that is like eating and drinking and sleeping. That is a craving of most humans walking.
And also, too, just like the gun situation, even if prostitution was regulated, there'd probably still be unregulated prostitutes out there. So you're not going to fix the problem entirely. But I don't understand why we don't make this accommodating for people. I mean, it would definitely make an impact on the human trafficking stuff that is going on.
Exactly. You just took the words out of my mouth. That's the other thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So. I agree. All right. So we'll see where that goes. Florida. We talk about shark attacks and stuff like that. One Florida beach, right? New Smyrna Beach in Volusia County, Florida. Three people were attacked by sharks in one 24-hour period. You want to go swimming there now?
Nope.
Nope.
After the first one, I'm surprised that many people were still into the idea of swimming. After the second one, I don't know. Like, I feel like we're getting into like Darwin's theory at this point.
Well, haven't you guys seen the movie Jaws?
About 15 times.
The documentary? Yeah, I saw that documentary.
Yeah, no, they keep going back in the fucking water, these idiots.
Right, because the director told them to.
Well, I mean, being a surfer, I've always said, if it's my time, it's my time. But come on, when you go down to Recife, Brazil, there's signs that say, don't walk in the water because you'll get hit by a bull shark within 2 feet of walking in. Stupid is as stupid does.
Well, hopefully it's in English and not just Portuguese, because I probably wouldn't know.
Well, it's one of those picture signs you can tell. It's got a shark eating somebody with a line through it. Don't go in the damn water. God.
Perfect.
So the sharks, nobody thinks great whites. They think great whites are the shark to kill. No, that's not true. There's a lot of sharks. The one I just mentioned, the bull shark, is one of the most vicious sharks around. And if I'm not mistaken, can actually swim from the ocean up into non-salt water, into regular water. They find them in rivers. If I'm not mistaken,
yeah,
that's true,
right.
The bull shark.
I actually have watched a documentary about that, I think on Animal Planet, in they can go very far upstream, and largely the only limitation for them is actually the depth of the water and the clarity of the water, because river water, obviously not what, you know, gulfs or oceans are. But yeah, no, it's scary when you see how far they can travel.
Well, when you realize here that the Volusia County has reported 303 shark attacks, that's the most in any area of the United States since 1882. The second closest is also in Florida, which is Brevard County. Very high shark-infested waters in Florida, and the sharks that you find down there, again, are not great whites. They're black-tipped spinners, juvenile sandbar sharks, they call them. The shark attacks are like four-foot sharks are attacking these people. Well, they can still do a lot of damage. And on occasion, there's hammerhead and tiger sharks. So anyway, be careful, folks. Use your common sense. Now, this common sense is something, I don't know if it's common sense. A man went into a hospital. He was accidentally mixed up in his operation. And instead of having the bladder procedure, a cystoscopy, if I'm not mistaken, that he was scheduled for, they circumcised his penis.
No!
Yeah. It was in Leicester, England, right? So now this is the thing. He got awarded compensation, $24,000. I would think I would want a little more money if something happened that I didn't want to my male parts.
What country was it again?
England.
Yeah, and that's why, because they're not so happy like we are.
Oh my God.
Happens here, Bruce, multiple millions of dollars.
Multiple millions of dollars, of course. Now, get this. Doctors in India, right? How many teeth do we have in our mouth, guys? 32?
32, I believe, yeah.
I've never heard of this. This seven-year-old boy was complaining of jaw pain. So he goes to the doctor. They did some research and investigation into his mouth. How many teeth do you think he had in his mouth, Sammy?
41.
526 teeth found in his mouth.
Okay, so no.
126
no.
teeth.
Yeah, I mean, yes, but no. Like,
no.
I mean, there were probably the deposits or whatever, like, deep rooted in the jaw. And I'm not trying to say that to, like,
You hit it. I'll tell you what it is. When they scanned and x-rayed his mouth, they found a sac embedded in his lower jaw.
Right.
The sac was filled with abnormal teeth.
Yeah. I had a friend who had, like, one or two teeth fall out, and then they were replaced by quote unquote adult teeth, but those teeth fell out, and then finally their adult teeth came in. So it had three sets of certain teeth, not the whole entire jaw. But I mean, have you ever heard of people having a tooth come through the middle of the roof of their mouth? Like,
yeah, it happens.
It's crazy.
It's crazy. And also, like, when you look at a great white shark, you know, they have rows of teeth. They bite, one falls out, one falls right back in place. You know,
but believe it or not, they don't want to eat you.
No, they don't like sharks in general, but great whites especially, they do not like the taste of human beings. But by the time they decide that, you're done.
Right. I mean, unfortunately, like you and I, when we have a little nibble on something, it's left behind. When a shark has a nibble, it's basically chum.
Yeah. There you go. Sammy, what's happening in your life? Anything special to let us know?
Oh, All kinds of shit. There's always a million things going on in my life. I don't even know where to start. Everything's fantastic, though.
So,
see, she also doesn't remember what she reads, nor can she even tell you what's coming up in her life, but it's great, and it's honest and real.
Sammy's about as real as it gets. The old UFC quote, as real as it gets. Hey, guys, I just came across a story that just up. What?
All right. So you want to know? So next week I'm making a couple of movies. One, I'm making a Stepdaddy Loves His Daughter film.
Like with your cell phone? I'm confused.
And then I'm also making a one-day MILF orgy movie.
Okay. I gathered there was some sexual relation. A stepdad loves his what? Loves his daughter?
Stepdaughter. Daddy loves his stepdaughter.
Oh, so these are soft porn films.
Take the soft away.
Oh, really? You're doing regular porn now, Sammy? You're producing or directing, or what are you doing?
Bruce, you know I work for Penthouse. What do you think we make?
I didn't know that Penthouse made hardcore porn.
Yeah, I didn't know they made hardcore porn.
Yeah. Okay. Guys, so Penthouse has 15 channels in 31 countries. We're on DirecTV. We're on every cable platform. Like the Playboy channel, there is the Penthouse channel.
Got it.
And they air Penthouse porn movies, movies that we buy, all kinds of stuff.
You're not on my cable provider.
Oh, that sucks.
Wow. No, but you know what? Listen, Sammy, you're busy. I just for some reason did not know that you were actively involved. I'm not saying there's anything wrong.
Okay, so hold on. Yeah. So I am the production manager for these fantastic Penthouse films. Plus, I produce them. So I cast them. I crew them. I do the craft service. I actually am my own PA. I'm my third PA. I have two other PAs, but I'm the third. I do costuming. I do set decoration. But we have like a whole crew, but I oversee a lot of stuff.
You're working with Layla Sin, aren't you?
Layla, yes. Layla was our pet of the year for 2015 and our brand ambassador for 2016. But once she had a son, she just actually came back to the industry. Yeah. Got a good job, came back to the industry. She took time off. Obviously, she had a kid. But
so she's actively doing hardcore porn again?
Yep. She's back to doing films. And for a long time, she did them only for us because she was under contract and she was our pet of the year.
Yeah, you know what? I want to have Layla back on the show again. She's such an intelligent girl. We always were amazed at, you know, the choice of industry and how she comes across. Not to say there's anything wrong with the industry she chose. It's legal and it's and you know, it can be done. I'm not saying anything bad about that, but Layla's a very interesting guest.
I'm going to have you change your words. Intelligent woman.
What did I say?
Girl.
Oh, no, she would love girl. And hey, by the way, speaking of porns, I did my first porno.
Okay, now the plot thickens even more so. Are you telling me that you were an actress?
Yes, but in a non-sex role.
I was just going to ask if I could get casted in a non-sex role.
Potentially, yes.
Great.
Well, yeah. I think we should have the podcast on set one day while they're filming.
Potentially.
Okay.
Hey, Buff, she didn't say no. I just want to say that. She didn't say no.
She didn't say no. She didn't say no. Sammy, what is your role in the movie?
Okay, so I play Doreen, a drunken barfly at the Mermaid Cove nudist resort.
Say that five times in one sentence. Wow. Okay.
I play Doreen, the drunken barfly at Mermaid Cove, the exclusive nudist resort. Yeah. So.
And are you nude in the movie?
No, I'm 53 years old, Bruce.
Sammy, you look great. Okay. That's why I asked the question.
Girl, I'm not competing with these gorgeous girls. I hired like the hottest chicks. We had the typical four women that were the stars of the movie. Then I hired three extra mermaids. There was me. I had a bunch of male extras because it looked like a hustle and bustle, booming nudist resort.
I love how you say, no, I'm 53. Sam, there's a whole section for that. For 53.
Yeah, it's called GILF porn, and that's not me. I would prefer that the public remember my like 25-year-old vagina and not necessarily my 53-year-old vagina. Not that there's anything wrong with it.
Hang on. Are there videos of your younger thing?
Well, there are photos of my younger.
Okay, there you go. That makes sense. I just was confused.
We should get two pictures like TMZ does, and they title it "Good Jeans or Good Docs."
We gotta go. I think. Listen to you two cackle like children.
At least it's not fucking F-bombing.
40.
Can you make that statement again without the F? At least I'm not effing F-bombing. Okay, good job. Hey, guys, there was a story that just hit CNN here. I couldn't help but notice. A gay penguin couple adopted an egg in a Berlin zoo. I think this is a beautiful story. I'm just wondering how you figure out that two penguins are gay.
Because they're men.
Yeah, it says male king penguin couple. I know, but I mean, can't guys? How do you know they're gay?
How many guys do you know that cohabitate together and raise a child?
Yeah, but they can speak English and they can openly state that they're a gay couple.
Right,
you know?
I think what Bruce is asking is you say like the cohabitating and then raising a child. How do you understand that the penguins are gay before grab the egg?
Because one penguin penis was observed penetrating the other penguin's asshole.
Well, there you go. Thank you for the explanation, Sammy. I guess you work with the zoo in Berlin.
I cannot believe I'm about to type this into Google. I worry that people are going to check my search history. But I'm about to type the question, do penguins engage in homosexual intercourse?
Of course.
Well, the one cool thing about penguins, which they're lifelong partners. They stay together forever.
And so are ducks. I had a bunch of ducks fly into my backyard, into my pool. And then I come to find out that they like travel around in little pairs for life.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
they will repair if their significant other is dead.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing that's really cool while you're looking that up, TJ. But the Berlin Zoo, obviously recognizing that it's two male king penguins, Skipper and Ping, they're called. They actually adopted an egg. They had a female penguin lay an egg.
That's
which they now have given to these two male penguins. And just like you said, Sammy, like a regular gay couple and, you know, human couple, this gay penguin couple, however they discover they're gay or not, is still up for question. But at the same time, they are now going to become parents. I think this is really cool. Offbeat cool.
I think so too, Bruce. You've never heard.
Oh, yeah, me three.
Yeah, I've never heard of anything like that in
Period.
hang on here. It sounds like, penguins apparently engage in very explicit sex acts. Which,
interesting.
Good for penguins.
Well, this has definitely been a show of varied conversation. So now let's talk about the UFC coming to Anaheim, California. Coming up next, here we are. Big show, guys. Anthony Pettis, the return of Nate Diaz. Who doesn't want to see that fight? Paulo Costa and Yoel Romero, two of the best physiques in mixed martial arts in the UFC going at it.
One's a multimillionaire.
Never collected his money yet.
Well, I mean, hey, it takes a while.
But not when the company doesn't have money. You'll never get it. That's the horrible part about that whole case. The company doesn't have the money.
We've talked about this in the past, but yeah.
No, I would love for him to get it. I'd love to see him get all the money. Main event, Daniel Cormier, Stipe Miocic, followed by all the preliminary fights, everything, Rafael Sanzao, Corey Sanhagen, there's a lot, Derek Brunson, Ian Heinisch, a lot of good fights here on the card. Really looking forward to being in Anaheim. I'm looking forward to my backyard having a show. I'll be down there on Friday for the weigh-ins, and I'll stay down there through the weekend. All of you watching that are UFC fans, listening rather to the show today, this is one of those shows. It's a must-buy pay-per-view. Even if you just want to watch Nate Diaz and Anthony Pettis, I can't wait to see this fight, TJ.
Oh, I'm with you. It's a fantastic bout. It's kind of a pick 'em fight. I don't know who I would pick, period, but I kind of lean towards Anthony Pettis because Nate Diaz has been off. I think I heard a stat the other day that Pettis has fought like 9 times since the last time Nate Diaz had fought, which is crazy. But it's a great fight card and one that unfortunately is like 10 minutes from where I'm sitting right now and I can't go, but that's all right.
Yeah, no, it's a shame. And you've got Nate Diaz not even ranked in the top 10 because he hasn't fought in a couple years or whatever it's been. Anthony Pettis ranked after going into the welterweight division, ranked at number 7. Romero 2 and Paulo Costa 7 in the middleweight division. It's very exciting. Stipe Miocic, of course, is the number one contender to Daniel Cormier, and we will see how that fight goes. What do you think about the Cormier-Stipe fight?
I think it's going to be a lot harder this go-around than the first time. I lean towards Stipe Miocic. I feel like when high-level mixed martial artists rematch, that the person that is usually down ends up kind of evening it up. And if that's the case, then maybe we get DC for one more and they can have the rubber match. But I lean towards Stipe Miocic. I think he's going to make some adjustments. And I know he got basically, you know, knocked out on the feet by Daniel Cormier, and he's a striker. But I think that Miocic, if he lands, going to do some damage there on Daniel Cormier.
I agree with you. I'm real excited about it. I'm pumped up for it. I'll see you all from the Octagon on Saturday. One last story we didn't cover, kind of the story of the week in sports, but just like the movie with Mark Wahlberg and the man that walked on the field to become a Philadelphia Eagle back many, many years ago, the Cleveland Browns rookie wide receiver, Damon Shee Gazepi, basically in Thursday night's preseason game, he walked on and he made the team and he scored an 86-yard punt return for a touchdown against the Washington Redskins.
That's so cool.
So cool.
That's so cool.
So he wasn't even a standout player in a college team.
Yeah.
Right. He last played football in junior college.
Yeah.
And now he walked on and did this. Amazing. 24 years old.
This reminds me, I think the Oakland Athletics signed a gentleman who can throw 95 miles an hour. And this was discovered at a Colorado Rockies game at the Guess Your Speed booth, where you throw the ball. And if you can correctly guess your speed, they give you like a free hat. And, now he's got a minor league baseball contract with the Oakland Athletics. Never played baseball in high school or anything like that.
Awesome. Awesome stuff. And when people see Sammy's new movie, she may get a contract from Vivid to go a little farther and a little more vivid.
Hey,
oh, stop it.
Sammy knows baseball players like to hit home runs.
Oh, yeah, they do.
And Sammy knows. Sammy knows.
I've had a baseball player in my day.
That's why I said it.
That's why you said it. You talked about him a few times on the show.
Yeah.
I think you liked him a lot.
Yeah. There was some love there.
Very cool. By the way, speaking of love, before we sign off, Sammy, are you still dating the man you were dating a month ago?
Oh, my God. You're so funny. Yes, I'm still hanging out with him.
Very cool. Well, hanging out spells it all out, and that's enough for us. Very cool, Sammy.
And I even saw the other one last night.
God, you're juggling two men.
Yeah, I mean,
I had the booty call guy for years and years, and then
yeah. I wouldn't scream so loud about it. Someone might hear you.
But maybe she screamed louder last night. Who knows?
Yeah, girl. No, I don't want my roommates hearing me have sex. That's creepy. Okay. Although I do hear the one having cam shows, so I guess turnabout is fair play. But
God, what goes on at your house? Jeez.
Honey, you need to be coming over. What the fuck?
Well, it's called an invite.
Honey, you know, hey, your brother comes over all the time.
Because he's invited.
You're always invited.
In your heart, but
hey,
I need a text.
No, hang on. I heard Sammy is not inviting you over until you bring her to a UFC again.
I was just going to say that.
You know, they're in Anaheim this weekend, Sam, and I know you're not going. So.
Oh, why aren't I?
Because I look forward to seeing everybody from the Octagon on Saturday. Thank you for tuning in, everybody, and listening to our show this week. Sammy, thank you for coming on. Just kidding, Sammy.
I am gonna.
God, now I'm an a-hole. Oh my God.
How have I
gone down three steps in the last hour since we began the show in Sammy's mind? Let me get back up again. Beautiful Sammy Phillips. How can everybody get a hold of you and find out what's going on in your life?
Oh my God. Well, if you want to hear me sound off on our current president, follow me on Twitter. And if not, don't follow me on Twitter. It's The Single Life.
Yeah. If not, block her on Twitter, maybe.
Yeah. And then, if you like pictures of cats and porn stars, follow me on Instagram, Sam's Pajama Party. And then if you want inspirational articles and just general banter, follow me on the Facebook, Sammy Phillips, S-A-M-M-Y.
You got it, Sammy. Love you, honey. Thank you for being on the show.
I love you.
You're love you, too.
All right. You guys are great.
Thanks, Sammy.
Well, you know, it's funny. I actually said I love you to Sam on the show, but she was completely fired up and didn't hear it.
This one.
Go back and listen.
You did not just say it.
I will bet you $1 million I did. I'm so confident. I was actually surprised you didn't even hear it.
Why are you trying to do it when I'm yelling?
I don't even think you were yelling. I just think you were waiting for me to be done rather than listening.
Oh, okay, Daddy.
I'm going to isolate that clip, I think.
Yeah, isolate that, will you please? We'll use that as a repeat on the show. Yeah. All right.
Hey, Bob, real quick. I'm on Cameo, finally, thanks to you.
Yay! Yeah, yay, everybody. So check out TJ DeSantis on Cameo. Check out me, Bruce Buffer, on Cameo. Sammy, are you on Cameo?
No. What the fuck is Cameo?
I'm going to send you a link, and I'll tell you what to do so you can do videos for your fan base and charge whatever you think is appropriate. Right. I'll fill you all in about it, but a lot of people use it. It's probably the most popular site aside from brucebuffer.com, where I get all my orders for videos and audios for championship introductions, weddings, and all the other stuff I do. But at Cameo, I do the videos in casual attire and fulfill the requests when they come in. So check out TJ DeSantis.
Yeah.
And check out Bruce Buffer at cameo.com. Get your message from TJ. TJ could give you some really cool messages. Come on. He's one of the best commentators in MMA.
Right. No one's going to sign up, but that's okay.
Stop. You'll get business.
Yeah, stop doing that. Be positive.
Oh, I'm very positive. I'm happy about it. I'm happy I'm on.
Sammy, go check out cameo.com and text me and I'll set you up.
I will. I'll do that the minute we're done.
All right. Sounds good. Extra income's extra income, my dear.
Yeah.
Okay, everybody. There we go. TJ, anything else for the audience?
No. Patreon.com/betweenrounds. You can go over there and check out all of my mixed martial arts radio shows for as low as $5, high as $10. We're going to be launching something on September 1st with some content out in front of the paywall. I'm very excited about that. Keep your eyes and ears open and follow me on Twitter at TJ DeSantis.
Very cool. Very cool. And Sammy, just so you know, as a lover of comedy that you are, I'll be going to the Comedy Store tonight, actually, for see some of my friends and stuff. But I'm working on a real surprise in LA. Eventually, I plan on starting the first It's Time comedy night.
How fantastic.
Yeah, I'm going to host it, and I'm working on this right now. When it's solidified and everything's ready to launch, I'll let you know, because I want you to be there that night, of course. And everybody listening, if you're in Los Angeles, you want to come too, because there's going to be a whole array of top comedians hosted by yours truly. I can't wait for it. Mm-hmm. We'll talk more as it gets closer. I don't like talking about things until I have them completely solidified, but this one's working. All right, everybody, thank you for tuning in. Sammy, love you. Thank you. TJ, always a pleasure. We'll be back next week with another special guest. I will see you from the Octagon on Saturday from Anaheim, California for UFC 241. If you're a UFC fan, buy it. Watch it. Be there. Okay, with that being said, treat everybody with respect. Treat people the way you want to be treated. Be a role model in your sphere of influence. Set your goals. Write them down. Learn about them. So when you set on that path, you can be the best you can be, because if you are the best you can be, then you are winning no matter what the result. Be a winner. That's what we talk about on It's Time Radio, amongst a bunch of other things, especially when Sammy's on the show. We'll be back next week. Love everybody. Thank you for tuning in. Buffer out.
Where am I? I thought the beer store was on this block. Better check my phone. Hey, Maps, give me directions to the beer store.
Your destination is 700 feet ahead on the right.
Okay, thank you.
But don't settle for any beer this Oktoberfest. Make sure to get Polliner, the number one selling beer at Munich's Oktoberfest. Polliner's beers are the perfect way to bring authentic German celebration into your home.
Great. That's more information than I needed, but I...
And this Oktoberfest, make sure to follow the leader.
Excuse me? Follow the leader?
No, follow the leader, as in the Polliner liter glass, like they drink in Munich. When you follow the leader across the country and identify the cities where the Polliner liter is at, you could win Oktoberfest prizes, including a kegerator.
Okay, Maps, how do I follow the leader?
Check out Polliner USA on Instagram and look for the follow the leader posts. Correct answers in the comments are how you enter.
Okay, simple enough. Oh, another question. Is this conversation covered in my data plan?
Polliner USA, White Plains, New York. No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. residents 21 or older, excluding West Virginia. Ends 10/24/20. Void where prohibited. For rules, see polliner.us/rules. Hashtag beer goals.
Oh, what's this?
Zenni's 3D virtual try-on. Pretty cool, right?
Wait, are those prices real? Do they have glasses for men?
Yep, they also have affordable blue light glasses.
Seriously? At those prices, get them all.
I like where this is going.
Zenni.com. Prescription glasses starting at $6.95.